The Oddities of the Island Representative by Emthal Rakan. Read by Aether.
Black Glass. The Lord of La Mancha.
God of Laundry Baskets.
Arshata.
And Little Red Robin Hood.
Chapter 1.
Ah.
Tom Nook thinks, as the island representative comes into the tent.
Here we go again.
It's just past 2 a.m. Timmy and Tommy are holed up in the little tent with him. In the few days that the island representative has been here, they've learned a few things about them. They're mostly mute, only contributing a few words to a conversation. They can be quite blunt, but are mostly happy to let people prattle on. And the one Tom was most worried by, they found the weirdest things to sell. He thought after having a museum to collect odd animals, it would be fine, but apparently, the island representative still wanted to hand Timmy anything they found.
What would you like to sell today?
Today!
Timmy asks, Tommy's echo coming a second later. The island representative, instead of answering verbally, simply hands over a pile of fish. Timmy looks delighted at the opportunity for business while the island representative simply waits for their bells. As Timmy gently sifts through the fish, Tom spies a wasp in a jar mixed in there somewhere, along with an oarfish larger than both his nephews combined. He's learnt not to question the size of his villagers' pockets. Timmy dutifully hands over the bells, Tommy looking up from his drink to echo him. Then, the island representative bumps him accidentally as they walk over to his crafting bench and make themselves a new fishing rod. They take a few seconds to deposit bells in the bank before moving on out of the tent.
Look!
Timmy exclaims.
There's a sea bass!
Sea bass!
Tommy echoes before giggling.
More like a C plus.
His nephews fall over into giggles, laughing at a joke that Tom doesn't quite understand. It might also be the fact that it's past midnight. He'll send them to bed soon, although that thought is cut off when the island representative comes back in with another pocketful of fish, standing there, silently, while Timmy hands over the bells.
You don't have to buy everything,
Tom reminds him, worried that his nephew's business will quickly be run to the ground.
How else will they pay back their loan?
Timmy asks.
Their loan.
Tommy adds, nodding sagely. Tom looks at them, two great little businessmen in the making, and simply waits for the island representative to return with another pocket of fish, although this time there are a few moths mixed in too.
Chapter 2. Diving for deep sea creatures is fun and exciting and is not at all concerning for the people watching.
So?
Mira asks as she gets to work on her newest flimsy fishing rod.
The island representative? I understand their quirks.
She takes a breath, unsure how to word this.
But Cottontail, they're swimming!
They bought a wetsuit, and the water is safe,
Tom says.
I made an announcement.
It's snowing, Cottontail,
Mira deadpans.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's cold.
Another villager enters, Stinky this time.
I need new weights. My old ones froze over. Gah!
Will the island representative freeze?
Mira asks, worried sweat drops appearing on her head.
The island representative is going to freeze,
Stinky repeats, panicking as well.
They're fine,
Tom assures.
The wetsuits are insulated. I helped Timmy and Tommy order in the best.
Mira does not look assured.
They looked blue.
They bought a blue one,
Tom says.
That's probably why.
Then, as if summoned, the island representative stumbles into the tent, water dripping off of them and onto the floor. They look around at the gathered villagers and dash to the crafting bench. Tom sees them make something out of pearls and then drop some bells off into the bank. His mind briefly wanders to his nephews and wonders what horrors he'll have to help them keep stock of. The sopping wet island rep knocks Stinky on the way out, who helpfully traps them in a conversation.
"It's cold out, gah,"
he says.
"I'm freezing. Anyway, how are you?"
The island rep pauses for a second before saying brightly, "See you!" and running out the tent flaps. The three watch them go before turning back together.
"See? They're fine. They're just diving,"
Tom explains.
"That peaceful chattering!"
Mira yells, dashing out after them. Stinky turns to the crafting bench and then pauses.
"Tom, do your nephews have any iron?"
he asks, trying to look innocent, even though Tom can see the half-finished weights in front of him. He's not sure they do, but he sends Stinky over there anyway, hoping that maybe he'll purchase some pre-made ones instead.
Chapter 3. Blathers' experiences with your donations and the ones you don't donate. Blathers was excited when Tom asked him to come over to his island. Brand new ecosystem, brand new creatures, well, normal creatures, but a whole bunch of them, and a brand new museum. And a brand new supporter. The island representative helped build the museum, and truthfully, Blathers was grateful that they gave him so many new fish, fossils, and bugs. But sometimes they were a little odd. Of course, Tom briefed him quickly before he settled down properly. This was an accepting island, and sometimes the island representative may be a bit awkward or blunt, or do things that may seem a bit out of place, but they were genuinely helpful. Like bringing Blathers a whole bunch of fossils that he had never even seen before, and in such great quality. But then, the oddities became apparent. Like running in dripping wet and happily giving him handfuls of deep sea creatures to add to his exhibits, or rocking up at 4 a.m. Or somehow handing over a shark with their hands that they caught with a fishing rod. But this was not the worst, no. Not even the wasps and spiders were the worst. It was the amount of extra stuff they seemed to produce. Blathers made the mistake of stopping by the nook's cranny while the museum was renovated. Timmy and Tommy were delightful, and they had a marvelous selection of items, but then he caught sight of the fish. There was a veritable mountain of fish, insects, and even a few fossils he had assessed earlier that day.
"Where did you find all those?"
Blathers asks, shuddering as his eyes land on the three wasp nests just sitting in the corner.
"The island representative,"
Tommy says, happily waving Blathers over to the pile while his twin echoes him.
"Would you like to buy them? The wasp nests are only 330 bells. I noticed you looking at them."
Timmy pipes up, eagerly grabbing one.
"With his paws!
What if an awful wasp so to sting him?" And holding it out.
"No, thank you,"
Blathers says, awkwardly sidestepping.
"Did you say the island representative brought them in?"
"Oh, yes,"
Tommy says happily.
"They bring in all kinds of things to sell."
"All kinds of things to sell?"
Timmy reemphasizes, pointing at the giant thing in the corner, which, on closer inspection, turns out to be a spider crab.
"Oh,"
Blathers says, feeling faint.
"Well, perhaps I shall purchase them off you if they are not in the museum."
The twins seem delighted at further business, and eagerly agree to call him about any new species that happen across their store. It's still on his mind later in the week when the island representative comes in to give him a fossil, but their pockets are bulging. He refuses to think on what kind of fascinating creatures are being sold, and instead informs them of this fascinating T-Rex torso. The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please be sure to give the author a comment at their original work. And if you'd like to hear more from the group of us, please check out the Team Quack collection from Voice Team 2024. Quack early, quack often.